Greetings, Internet. It's May 29th, 2005. This is Andrew Grummet coming to you from Somerville, Massachusetts. And first off, it's been a long day. I'm kind of tired. I was outside all day at Faneuil Hall watching street performers do crazy stuff like juggle knives and squeeze their bodies through squash rackets and get themselves out of straight jackets and ropes and stuff. So it's, yeah, a little beat, but I think I'm in a good mindset for a podcast. And the reason I'm doing this, it's actually been a while. I think my last podcast was in December 2004, and I've been so busy with, you know, development and other projects. It's just been a long time since I podcasted, and this good opportunity came up to do another one. Namely, Harold Gilchrist posted a note to his Audio Blogging 2.0 weblog where he asked what the iPod or Lemon team's next moves would be. So what I'll do here is just walk through some of my thinking and in audio form. All right, so immediately, right now the immediate focus, at least for me and the others actually, is to push out release 2.1, which has been in the works for at least a couple months now. We've got a lot of very cool new stuff, including syncing your subscription list to a remote OPML file. This actually came out of Eric's work on PodNova. We generalized it, and now you'll be able to sync your subscription list to pretty much any OPML URL on the web. We've kind of generalized the code so that you don't have to lock your entire subscriptions to that sort of feed manager, we're calling it, but that you can have, you know, you can have non-managed feeds, and we're still working out the UI to make that really clear to people, the managed versus non-managed feeds. Let's see, we've got auto cleanup. This is we're setting it up. We're doing it a little bit differently than the iPod or X guys. We're letting you set auto cleanup on a per feed basis, and we don't use disk space as the criterion, but instead the number of, you know, the age of the podcast. This is just based on our own experience of having some of our subscriptions like openpodcast.org, which tend to revolve very quickly, and you can consume them pretty quickly too. So you don't really need to keep those around for very long, whereas IT conversations you might want to keep around for a couple weeks. And, so that's how it's going to work. The app's been translated to 14 or 15 languages now. We've gotten a lot of really wonderful volunteer work across the world to add languages such as Chinese, Russian, Brazilian Portuguese, Spanish, Cotillion, Hungarian, Serbo-Croatian, the list goes on. So that's all going to be in 2.1. I've been working with Jeff Bishop on accessibility in iPodder to make sure it works really well for the blindcasters, and all those updates will be in 2.1. Some form of one-click subscription will be in there. This is, of course, an ongoing. There's a lot of discussion about how this should work, and we're going to include support for that. So let's see. So, okay, so 2.1. We're going to deploy level 2 at the iPod or Lemon store. This is something we've been promising for a long time and continue to get several inquiries per week about. This is the, brandable, redistributable iPodder that includes the level 1, you know, the ability to preload the subscriptions, but also gives the ability to set a logo. So you'll upload a logo, and then the logo will appear in the app. And if the user clicks on the logo, it will open a web browser at a URL that you specify as part of the level 2 purchase. So we'll get that out the door. The individuals, a couple of us run, third-party services. I'll talk about that a little more sort of near the end, and we'll be working on those too. So that's the immediate plan. I mean, there's really no change there. But of course, what Harold's really asking us about is, you know, what are we going to do in the context of the Apple announcement? Apple has indicated that they will be adding podcast support to iTunes. So it's not really a surprise. And it's really kind of flattering, right? I mean, imagine if we had, you know, all sent emails to Apple and pleaded with them, you know, there's this really cool enclosure mechanism in RSS, and it'd be so cool if they, you know, added this app to iTunes. And, you know, chances are they would have politely brushed us off. And, you know, you know, here they are, and we've as a community built up this new technology to the point where they see it, you know, that it's a worthwhile investment. And I think that's pretty cool, actually. But, you know, obviously that's going to have an impact on the iPod or Lemon team and where we're going with all this, because to date we've been pretty highly focused on supporting iPod and iTunes, and now the kind of, at least we have no idea what Apple's going to deliver, but, you know, presumably the kind of core functionality will now be bundled in iTunes. And so the question is, you know, where do we go from here, and what does it mean for the app? So before I, you know, there's a lot of really good comments on Harold's post, and a lot of our own thinking, or my own thinking on this, is captured in the various comments that appear there. Garth Kidd, a member of the iPod or Lemon team, also posted on this, and his post is linked from his name in the comment thread on Harold's post. So I encourage you to check all that out. I'll rehash some of what's there, but not all of it. So it's really worth reading because there's good stuff in there. So let me just go through some of my thinking on all this. Let's do a quick time check. So you might have heard my voice dim there as I turned the my recording device to check the time. It looks like we're about 7 minutes, which is great. I'm hoping that this will be, you know, a 10 to 15 minute tops. So the good news in all this is that we're not a company. The iPod or Lemon team is not a company, and we don't have investors. If we were a company, we'd be a money-hemorrhaging company with a GPL product, or what in the late 90s they might call a success. But it isn't the late 90s, and since we can't sell our product to AOL for $100 million, we may as well have some fun and, you know, look for ways to provide value in the changing landscape. I think there's a lot of places we can provide value. You know, the most sort of the really most basic level is just at the feature level. There's a lot of, you know, software as you know, in the classic, what was it? I can't even remember the author's name, but in the Mythical Man Month, right? Brooks, is that his name? He talks at the beginning about how programming is pure thought stuff. You know, you sort of have infinite degrees of freedom, and not everybody is going to come up with the same solutions to the same problems. There's a lot of, I think podcasting is such a young and fertile market that, you know, Apple will come up with something and it'll be good, and, you know, but it won't be everything to everyone. And I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity to innovate on features. You know, we will, I think we will, you know, the iPod or Lemon team, and all of the small sort of, you know, smaller projects that have really been the where you could get your iPod, your podcasting software to this point. You know, we're all going to be a little bit more agile than the bigger guys. It's kind of funny to say that, right? Because I don't know if you've ever listened to Steve Jobs talk about, you know, their ability to out-innovate Microsoft, right? Because Apple's the little guy and Microsoft's the big guy. Well, it's kind of like that for us too. You know, we're the little guy and Apple's the big guy now. And I think we'll be able to, I think we'll have plenty of opportunity to out-innovate them. You know, we're going to be looking to build a richer feature set. You know, okay, I made that point. Okay, so next, we'll be looking at better support for non-Apple platforms, which have been lagging behind. For example, you know, we've gotten a lot of requests to support Winamp, which we haven't really focused on much. Yahoo has a new music engine that we're looking fairly, you know, looking pretty closely at. And of course, there's Windows Media Player, which we already provide a pretty decent amount of support for. And we'll be looking at what else we can do there. Let's see. We can do interoperability at the playlist level, and that's something I've been talking to Lucas Gons about, which with the his XSPF format, I'm starting to pay attention to that a little bit more. And of course, there's the Linux, of the Linux interoperability. So I think we have a little bit of XMMS support in the Linux distro, and there's a lot more players besides that, and so that's there's plenty of work to do on the non-Apple platforms, and I will be, and actually as you're listening to this, I'm recording it in my less than 48 hours old Creative Zen Micro, and I will be probably after 2.1. I'll be basically relying on this device for my daily podcast consumption, just sort of as a, I don't know, as a matter of, you got to use these products in order to really understand them and build good support for them. And I think it's pretty important at this point that we really understand the issues for non-iPod users, which it's a big world out there, right? And so to date, I just happen to have an iPod. I got it as a gift, and it was the right platform at the time, and but I'm not tied to it at all because I don't use the music store, and I don't really use the I basically use iTunes as a player, and it's a total commodity for me. So it should be pretty easy to convert over to pretty much any other player and hardware. So it looks like Creative is how I'm gonna go for now, and we'll see how that goes. One nice feature of the Creative Zen Micro is that it's got a built-in voice recorder, which my iPod doesn't. So I'm taking advantage of that right now. Let's see. I think I mentioned the store before, so there's plenty of room to provide value in brandable or embeddable or redistributable versions of iPodder. And this is stuff that we continue to get interest in. Multiple inquiries per week. Since the Apple announcement, we've made, I think, four sales at the iPod or Lemon store, and we got at least one inquiry from a company that's, obviously I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a household name. Everybody knows it, and I talked to the guy and I said, "Hey, you've heard about this Apple announcement, right? And what do you think?" And he's like, "Well, they're not going to let us put our logo on their player, and so you guys are going to be able to do stuff that they can't do for us, and so that's encouraging." Let's see. Oh yeah, and then there's the third-party services, which I don't know what the big guys out there are thinking, Apple, Yahoo, and Microsoft about integrating with third-party services, but the syncing with remote OPML that we did for PodNova is I'd like to see more of that. Certainly, I'd very much like to see better integration with GigaDial, which is another project of mine. And it's just a matter of finding the time to do it. But we're also very much open to integration with other third-party services. We're basically pretty, sort of fair-minded people and are not going to, only integrate with our own pet projects. That would be ridiculous. So if you've got some third-party service that you think would work with an iPodder, and you'd like to build integration into the, you'd like to add it into the open source software, we'll help you make a plugin or something. Those are some of the directions I see moving forward for iPod or Lemon. It's been really fun to do a podcast again. I hope it hasn't been too stilted. I think I'm okay at this kind of stuff. I just don't get a chance to do it much. So I'm glad to be back in the podcasting business. That is the content creator business. I hope you enjoyed this. And we'll see you again soon. So for May 29th, 2005, this is Andrew Grummet signing off, and we'll see you again. Bye. You know what? I take that back. Before I take off, something else I've been meaning to get around to with the podcasting stuff is to include more music. Get more music out into the podosphere. So in general, I'm on the lookout for, it can be big label music, although in general that's a lot harder to get permission for. So, but there's just so much good music out there, and so what I'm going to do here, just going out, is to include a song from a band that I found on Magnatune that I really like a lot. They're called The West Exit, and I'm going to play a track called 1995. So if you like it, this is a track from an album that I've bought, actually, and I think it's well worth the money. So if you like it, go over to Magnatune and look up The West Exit, and take a listen, and if you like it, buy it.